And it's time for the next segment of our Do Great Things feature with Durham Tech. Every month we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech, all the cool stuff they've got going on there with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. You can check out the archive anytime, 24/7. Feature that showcases some of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. Again, archives already up there on the website. You can see the article for this interview on chapelboro.com next week. But we are going to be talking today about Durham Tech's new culinary arts program, which I think it's fair to say the folks at Durham Tech are extremely excited about, and for very good reason. We're joined today by Susan Paris, who's the Vice President of Student Learning and Instructional Services at Durham Tech, and Katie Luvis. You may know her with her work for the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, but she's also a member of the Durham Tech Foundation Board of Directors. Susan, Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Great to be here.
Great to be here.
So tell us about the culinary arts program. I know we got a burgeoning food industry here in the Durham, Chapel Hill, Carrboro area. It's one of the best in the country already, I think, pound for pound, and this is only going to make it better. So
Absolutely.
Tell us about it. How does it work in with the or fit in with the community?
Well, Durham Tech offers over 100 degrees, diplomas, and certificates and serves over 15,000 students a year. I moved to North Carolina just over 3 years ago, and the first thing that struck me was what a wonderful area this is for foodies. Durham area is known for its food and restaurants, and we had been hearing from our industry partners that there was a great need, and so of course we wanted to meet that need. Personally, I'm a big proponent of farm to table, meaning there's a direct relationship between a farmer and our kitchens, knowing where our food comes from, nourishing not only our bodies, but our minds and souls as well.
Awesome. And you mentioned there was a particular need. What is the need? Is it just personnel? Is it particular skills that people are looking for?
Yes, we had been hearing from our industry partners that they had a difficult time staffing and making sure that they had the workers that they needed. This program really focuses on strong collaborations. We have a culinary advisory committee as well as a hospitality advisory committee to ensure that we're preparing students for the needs of our industry partners.
So when does it start?
Our program starts in the fall semester,
nice.
Which actually is August 12th, and we're enrolling now.
So people want to enroll in the program. What are they going to experience? What classes are they going to take? How is it going to work?
Well, if they're in the degree program, which is an associate in applied science degree, then they've got 66 credits of coursework in areas such as restaurant management, cost control, purchasing, catering cuisine, baking skills, but we also have shorter certificate programs which prepare students for key competencies such as certification in restaurant management, stackable credentials so that students can gain certification in service-safe food safety, controlling food costs, purchasing, and they can build on that, and when they're ready, come back for an associate degree.
There's a lot that goes
into
it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. Speaking with Susan Paris from Durham Tech, we've also got Katie Luvis here in the studio, Durham Tech Foundation Board of Directors, also Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, and I want to bring you in with the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce hat
sure.
on, because this is such a really not just cool, but important initiative for local businesses as well.
Oh, you got
right?
it. There's about 1,000 restaurants and food serving organizations throughout Durham and Chapel Hill. And the thing we hear from our members, the number one thing is they need workers. This is going to be such a valuable program for our business community. And it's I really appreciate Durham Tech seizing this opportunity. When this space came available, they jumped on it. They're getting it all set up, creating this program, and it's really going to be important for the business community.
So let's talk about the space, because this is another kind of cool feature of this. It's going to be in the American Tobacco campus right downtown, right?
Absolutely. We're very lucky to have such amazing space to start this program in. The downtown location, of course, is a major draw. Durham Tech is well known in the community, but I think this space just takes it to next level. It's convenient, it allows ease of access, ease of collaboration with our industry partners, and has plenty of parking.
Yeah.
What more could you ask?
What does it look like inside? Like, how is it all organized and arranged?
It's set up as a kitchen.
Okay.
A restaurant kitchen.
Okay.
With classrooms in addition to the kitchen, so that students can go from the lecture portion straight into the kitchen and begin practicing.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this is the former Art Institute of Raleigh-Durham space in the American Tobacco campus, and it's going to be Durham Tech now. Is the move happening now? Is it happening in August?
June 1st.
Yep. Oh, that's coming up.
Yes.
Awesome. Is there going to be anything in there other than this program, or is this going to be kind of the focus?
The hospitality program will also be located there because those two you typically work together. There's great synergy between hospitality and culinary. And there'll also be additional classroom space there, but we'll wait and see how things go with these two programs.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Susan Paris and Katie Luvis, durhamtech.edu is the website for Durham Tech just in general. We'll get more specifics on where people can go to find out more. Are there specific businesses or restaurants that you're working directly with on this?
There's lots of them.
Yeah.
We've already established an advisory committee so that we're sure that we're developing a program that meets the needs of the community. So we've got a very large advisory committee. And those that are not on the advisory committee, we've received lots of offers to help in terms of work-based learning, internships, that type of thing. We've been very lucky.
What else do people need to know about the culinary arts program?
Let's see. Well, we also have exciting plans to begin partnering with our food pantry on campus.
Awesome.
The Briggs Avenue Community Garden, so that we can ensure that we can meet the needs of students in terms of food.
Mm-hmm. That is a really cool food pantry program too. I mean, it doesn't get very much discussion or press, but like that food pantry is actively working to help a lot of people out on a regular basis.
I've been involved with many colleges and universities over my many years, and it is by far the finest I have seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Aaron, I would just add that Durham Tech, when people hear it, they often think of Durham and forget that we have a really important Orange County campus. Mm-hmm. It's 20 acres. And when people think about the benefits that Durham Tech brings to all of us in Orange County, they're thinking healthcare training, right? Small business support, university transfer programming. But now we can think about all of this fantastic culinary arts pipeline that
Absolutely.
We have for
yeah.
our restaurants.
Anything that we've heard from our industry partners in Durham, we've heard as well from our Orange County partners.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really want to emphasize this because, Katie, you just mentioned there are so many terrific programs that are happening at Durham Tech all the time. It's the basis for the Do Great Things series, which has been going on for a month and will continue to go on ad infinitum because there's so much great stuff that's happening at Durham Tech. But Durham Tech is very excited about this particular program.
Yes.
Like, there is something really special about this culinary arts program. What is it that jumps out about this program and makes it stand out, even among all of the other terrific stuff that's happening at Durham Tech every day?
Katie, do you want to take this one? I know from my point of view, as I said, I came to Durham Tech 3.5 years ago, and immediately I wanted to start a
Where did you come from?
I came from Boston, Mass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good foodie town as well, yeah.
But not like this.
Katie?
Aaron, I think I've got one word for you, world class. I think this program, the energy behind it, the investment, the potential, we have something special here that really could be a world-class pipeline for our future chefs.
It's world-class with a hyphen, right?
Yeah.
Again, speaking with Katie Luvis, Susan Paris. So again, durhamtech.edu is the website. Any particular place that people can go to within the website to find out more?
Well, you can go to the admissions page if you're just looking for strictly for information on it. But any of our buildings on campus, a student can go and say, I'm interested in being part of the culinary program and get registered.
And enrollment is now?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome. Head to durhamtech.edu for more information on the culinary arts program. Anything else that we haven't been able to cover so far?
Just that I believe Durham Tech's mission is to meet the needs of current and future workers and ensure businesses, as Katie said, have the high level of staffing that they need to ensure excellence for their customers. And we're here to make sure that happens.
Mm-hmm. Durham Tech's been they've been a great partner, and this entrepreneurial spirit they're bringing for this program is it's really appreciated.
That's really exciting. It's going to be downtown at the American Tobacco Campus. Enrollment now. The program starts in August with the fall semester. It's the new culinary arts program at Durham Tech. And again, durhamtech.edu for more information. Susan Paris, Katie Luvis, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.